The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Guten Nacht, everybody. We're back for another fun-filled bonus episode of What Did We Watch? Special guest, Lana Schwartz. What did we watch?
I watched Reds recently for the first time.
Reds, as in with Warren Beatty Reds?
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I watched that because I haven't really been doing a great job keeping up with TV, but I've been trying to watch more movies. So I watched Reds.
What'd you think?
Over 3 hours. Really good. So good. The way it's done is really impressive. How they intersplice interviews with real life people with the dramatized story. Thought it was very cool and incredible performances as well.
Never saw it. Give me a 1 to 10.
9.
Whoa. Wow. Really? Yeah. Liked it a lot.
It's really long. It's on Criterion Channel for another 10 days. It's worth it if you have a subscription, or to get a subscription and then cancel it if you don't want to keep Criterion Channel. But it's really good. It's shot beautifully. I would love to see it in a theater, but I don't think anyone's programming it because it's over 3 hours.
Yeah, I think Kevin Israel is too busy going to watching the making of Pitch Perfect 2 and 3.
Never going to live that down.
Anything else you watch, Lana, or that's it?
I've been watching, are we just movies or TV too? Because there is, I have been watching the other, I have been watching the other two also.
Okay.
Very funny. Yeah.
And give that a number.
That a number? I'd say overall the show was an 8. This season has been more like a 7.
Okay. So you still like it. Kevin Israel, what?
Like it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I still like it. Still recommend. Yeah.
Kevin Israel, what did we watch?
I saw The Flash this weekend, opening weekend in the theater. And I gotta tell you, it was one of those movies where as I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then I walked out of the theater and Kev, we were texting. And like then as I got home, I got in the car and I started to drive home, I was like, shit, stop thinking about this movie because it just started falling apart. It's a mess of a movie. Ezra Miller was actually pretty good, although he's nothing like The Flash was in the comic books or in the cartoons. The Flash is a cocky, confident, braggadocious type character. Ezra Miller plays a socially awkward kind of, I don't know why they made that choice, but he's good at that, and he does a good job playing two different parts. But the movie itself felt like, it always feels like DC movies see like what Marvel did and was like, oh, we could do that, except we're gonna do it worse, and they do that every time. And so the story is just kind of a mess. There's never really any feel of stakes. When the movie ends, it's kind of like, well, then what was the point of all of this? Like, because it just didn't feel like it mattered. And knowing that James Gunn is taking over the DC, whatever they're calling it now, it's not the DCEU, whatever they're going to call it. Knowing that he's taking over, they just announced that Gal Gadot isn't going to be Wonder Woman anymore. Oh. Everything's changing. So it's like, it's Shazam suffered from it. And Shazam wasn't a good movie either. But this it's all just like, well, none of this really matters anymore. So at least make it a good movie. And it wasn't a good enough movie. Michael Keaton was amazing. It was awesome to see Batman. But other than that, yeah, I would give it a 5.5.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I also saw The Flash. I will agree with a lot of it. The first third was an absolute slog until Keaton got in there. A couple real quick bullet points. I hated the baby scene, the very opening scene. This is stupid. And Michael Keaton comes in the first time you see him. He's got long hair and a beard. What? And then next thing you know, he's shaven and has a normal haircut. Oh, by the way, Michael Keaton in real life is, what, 70? He moves like he's 25 years old and fights and moves around. No! Listen, Rambo Part 4 and 5, whatever, they were smart about it because he's an old man. He can't go wrong beating the shit out of people like he used to. But Batman, it's like you're playing the Arkham Asylum game. He's beaten ass. I still liked it. Don't get me wrong. The Batman stuff. The ending is so bonkers. Bill Schultz, friend of the show, saw the day before I did. He goes, whatever you do, stay off YouTube. Do not go on. Because it is so, and it was a big swing. And I like what they did with the craziness of it. And the very, very end with the different metaverse, with the selection. Yeah. I got a kick out of that. But overall, 2.5 hours, it dragged. I think The Flash is a boring villain anyway. I would never have seen this in the theater if it was not for Keaton being in this. I promise you that. And I gave it a 5 out of 10. So funny we're together. I also saw Transformers Beast Wars because
I want to see that.
I broke my rule because I said I'll never see another Transformers sequel after the first three I saw in the theater was so goddamn terrible. And Bumblebee was nothing special. This is decent. It's decent. If you love 90s old school rap like I do, God damn it. It's all the notes. By the way, this is the first vehicle for Pete Davidson I loved. Why? Because he plays a voice. He's not actually in this film. He's the voice of Mirage, and he's great at being Mirage. Everything else Pete Davidson is, let's just leave that to be. The film itself, I didn't watch Beast Wars. Israel, I know you're a big Transformers guy too. I didn't see Beast Wars.
I watched a little of it.
Yeah, but thank God they really just pretty much focus on the Optimus Prime. Wheeljack is a South American accent, by the way, and is a VW bus. I thought that was strange. Optimus Prime calls Bumblebee B the entire time. I did not like that. RC from the cartoon movie was in it. She was cool. I had no problem with that. Mirage, I said, was good. Unicron was the reason I saw it. It was good. I wish you saw him eating planets like you did in the cartoon movie. Decent. And the ending, I go, I don't think we needed that. There's a crossover tease to this. I'll tell you off air if you want me to, Kevin.
No, I don't want to. No,
okay. All right. Okay.
I want to see it.
Open for a sequel. You'll see. I liked it. It's the best thing since the first Transformers film. Good. Like a 6.25. Lastly, I sat through this. I don't know if you saw this, Israel. You might have. Nope, with Jordan Peele.
I saw it.
Oh, my God. What a manatee abortion that was. I watched it last night. So many unanswered questions. And the first 30 minutes ago, okay, the monkey goes apeshit. Where's this going to go? Is this the monkey that's the spaceship that turns out to be that sucks up people for no reason? Oh, by the way, what's this spaceship's kryptonite? Fucking inflatable, wacky, wavy guys you find at a used car lot. Suck my dick, Jordan Peele. That is just the shittiest, lamest way to fight these things off. This movie stunk. He's going right down M. Night Shyamalan territory. Get Out was fantastic. The second film he did was not good. This was bad. I hated this film. I don't know how I made it through the entire. I was doing notes for this the entire time. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. It sucked. I give it a 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah. That was terrible. You liked it?
I wouldn't say I liked it, but I didn't hate it that much. I know they were trying to draw a metaphor between them trying to tame the monkey and the guy was trying to tame the alien, and you just can't control nature and blah, 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 blah. But it was there were some parts in it I liked, but I didn't hate it as much as you. But I don't think it accomplished what it was trying to accomplish.
No, it got lost in its own quagmire, yeah. I think. That's going to do it for What Do We Watch, kids. Thanks again, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.